This is Savages in the Box.
I want you to feel us.
Now here's Chris Carlin.
It's a special no-game edition of Savages in the Box. What up? Carlin with you. And we have no game to talk about because of the postponement in Philadelphia on Monday night. The Marlins mess continues to affect all of baseball, and the Yankees are the latest victims of it with having that game canceled. And we do not know as of the taping of this on the evening of Monday whether or not there will be a game at Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday evening. That likely depends upon the results of the Phillies test. Now, apparently, the Phillies were undergoing tests today. They showed up at the ballpark, got tested, and then just went home. Were sent immediately home by the team. And the Phillies tests come from Rutgers, the saliva test that was developed there. So all of the tests were sent to Rutgers to hopefully get a turnaround and a relatively quick response on what those tests say, or at least results upon what those tests say. And we'll see what that means as far as Tuesday night, whether they might turn around and turn this series back up into the Bronx and go play there Tuesday night. They're obviously scheduled to play there Wednesday night and Thursday night as well. Or if the Phillies have some positives here, whether they're going to have to go on the shelf for a few days like we've seen the Marlins do so far. It's truly bizarre. There's no getting around just how bizarre this has turned into, this whole situation. There are a couple of things to take out of it real quick, and I don't want to go on too far about it because there's been so much made of this throughout the last several months, as we know. But the one thing that you truly hope for out of this is that players around Major League Baseball, and whether it's in the NBA and the NHL, NFL for that matter, look at this situation and understand how quickly it can spiral out of control. Buster Olney reported on Monday that this all came from one player, they believe, in their contact tracing, who was on the road in Atlanta with the Marlins in the middle of last week, and everyone else seemingly got it from him. So think about that for a second. Just one player potentially breaking protocol and getting infected with coronavirus, and everybody else has to then deal with the outcome of that. Who knows when the Marlins are even going to be able to play next? And what was truly bizarre is that they played on Sunday, despite the fact that they had one test that went positive on Friday and three more on Sunday before the game, and they decided to play with the players voting on it. It wasn't up to anyone else. I'm sorry, that just does not seem to be the way to be going here. Players shouldn't be deciding whether or not they're playing in that situation. Shouldn't there be some sort of a protocol that determines whether or not there's going to be a game? You have X number of players that test positive, and then you don't play? I don't know. Seems like common sense to me. But at any rate, you hope that, as I was saying a minute ago, that everybody kind of learns from this, and this is the cautionary tale more than this is the start of shutting the game down. And you're going to have to rely on a lot of the veterans in the clubhouse, the guys who have families, to really get the message across to younger players that this has to be more about the health of everyone else and how their actions can in turn affect others in the middle of that. The Yankees were staying in Philadelphia as of late in the afternoon on Monday. They themselves were locked up and ordering room service, I'm sure, however that worked out. But still no determination as of yet as to whether or not they were going to play tonight. And when we know that, we will give you a little emergency version of the Savages in the Box podcast. A couple of other things just to keep in mind. How they will handle the pitching staff from here. Monday night was scheduled to be Jay Happ, his first start of the season. If they do play Tuesday night, that was supposed to be Gerrit Cole. So will they push Cole back an extra day and then have Happ start, or will they keep Cole on his normal rest and then figure out what to do with Happ at that point? Jordan Montgomery is scheduled to go on Thursday. Jordan Montgomery was scheduled to go on Wednesday. The Yankees could simply just bump him and pitch James Paxton. He is on regular schedule on Thursday when they could pitch him if they're just bumping everybody back a day. So we'll see how that plays out. One other little story that dropped, and I don't even know that you want to call it a story as of yet, but a reporter, I believe a reporter, an individual at least, named Michael Schwab. He is verified on Twitter. He is at Michael Schwab 13. His Twitter bio says he's an executive producer, formerly from Politico and USA Today. He's a Houston sports nut, a native Texan slash Houstonian, and his picture has him wearing an Astros mask. So where it comes from, I don't know that you want to call it suspect, but it's certainly not from a major baseball reporter. And it's video of another person allegedly taping signs. And the tweet directs you to look at the video being shot, and you really can't even tell what it is. Mr. Schwab went on to tweet later on that a Major League Baseball player did confirm to him on the phone that that's exactly what this was. But it's far from a smoking gun. And considering it's coming from someone in Houston, you would have to believe, as a self-proclaimed Houston sports fan, that it does not help the credibility at that point. So that's what's going on. We will keep you updated on whether or not the Yankees are going to play tonight. But make sure you keep it locked in on Savages in the Box. Subscribe wherever you can. Rate and review. It all helps. On Carlin, on all of your different platforms to subscribe to the podcast. Anyway, hopefully we have baseball to talk about tomorrow. Carlin, out.
Savages in the Box is available on the ESPN app and from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.